This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for November 20 elections. 43 national and 4 international organizations to observe the elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva says government is leading diplomatic initiatives to resolve border disputes. President Vidyadevi Bhandari to embark on official visit to Iceland on 7th of November. And UN says 5.7 million people in Sri Lanka need humanitarian assistance. Now the news in detail. The printing of ballot papers for the upcoming elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly has been completed. The Election Commission has said that 80 million ballot papers have been printed. Over 17.9 million eligible voters are participating in the elections. And supplying ballot papers to the designated polling centers and stations for the proportional representation has also been over. The Commission has been supplying the essential materials under the first-past-the-post election system. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has prepared the temporary voters list for those civil servants, elders and security personnel who cannot reach the voting centers. The Election Commission has approved 100,152 temporary voters. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has also granted permission to 43 national and 4 international organizations for election observation. Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podil said that Commission has invited dignitaries from some countries and others from several diplomatic missions to Nepal. The spokesperson further added that the invited observers would observe the election on the voting day, while other observers would take stock of the election-related works 15 days before the election day. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has pledged to bring the West Sethi Hydropower project into operation. Addressing an election gathering at Gunnabdhura of Dadaldhura today, Prime Minister Deva claimed that the West Sethi Hydropower project augments fiscal development in Far West. The Prime Minister further claimed that the completion of the West Sethi project would create hundreds of jobs across the country. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva said that government has been leading diplomatic efforts to bring back enclosed land of Limpiadhura, Kalapani and Lipulek. He further added that the government has been effortful to resolve border disputes with neighboring countries diplomatically. Criticizing his predecessor's move of dissolving the parliament twice, the Prime Minister said that political coalition was formed for stability. Also addressing an election gathering at Belarpur of Dadaldhura, Prime Minister Deva vowed to bring the Dadaldhura Medical College into operation soon. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has assured that his party would bring back Nepali territory enclosed by India. Inaugurating his party's nationwide election campaign in Darsula district today, chairperson Oli said that CPN UML was committed defending the nationality. On the occasion, he accused India of presenting a fake origin of Kali River over various pretexts and reminded of Prem Singh Dhami, who raised his voice about encroachment issues in 1966. President Vidyadevi Bhandari is embarking on an official visit to Republic of Iceland from November 7. President Bhandari is leading to Iceland to participate in the Women Leaders Political Leaders, a worldwide network of female politicians. And the event is taking place from November 9 to 12 in Iceland. Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Farad Raz Fodal, said today that all preparations regarding President Bhandari's Iceland visit were completed. Secretary Podal for the Senate, President is leading an 18-member delegation to the conference. President Bhandari will receive Women Political Trailblazer Award to be conferred on her during her visit. Furthermore, the head of the state is scheduled to attend some official events during her visit to European island nation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। President Biddyadevi Bhandari asserted that Muktinath Temple in Mustang was a heritage of faith for both Hindus and Buddhists all over the world. Unveiling the statue of Lord Gautam Buddha constructed at Muktinath Temple premises in Mustang today, President Bhandari said that Muktinath area was a special natural, social, religious and cultural heritage. On the occasion, President Bhandari laid the foundation stone for the construction of a statue of Lord Vishnu and acknowledged the act as a historic opportunity for herself. Nepal Tourism Board says about 500,000 foreign tourists have visited Nepal during the last 10 months. As per the data shared by the board, 88,500 tourists visited in Nepal in October alone. Nepal Tourism Board Director Maniraj Lamisane said 70-75% of recovery has been in foreign tourist arrival as compared to the data of 2019. In 2019, before the pandemic, Nepal had received more than 1.19 million tourists. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. No fewer than 5.7 million Sri Lankans, or 26% of the country's population, need humanitarian aid. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said on Friday, warning that an ongoing economic crisis in Sri Lanka was likely to deepen the situation. The OCSA said in a statement that without immediate humanitarian assistance and upstream interventions to address the fragility of systems, services and facilities, this number will multiply and the consequences will deepen in South Asian countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on his official visit to China at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing on Friday. President Xi said the two countries should work together in times of change and turmoil. Likewise, Chancellor Mr. Scholz spoke of having economic ties as equal with reciprocity. Meanwhile, a BBC report says that trip has sparked controversy in Germany and concern elsewhere in Europe. The Chancellor's visit, the first by G7 leader since the coronavirus pandemic, follows an extraordinary and bitter row within the Berlin government. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for November 20 elections. 43 national and 4 international organizations to observe the elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says government is leading diplomatic initiatives to resolve border disputes. President Biddyadevi Bhandari to embark on official visit to Iceland on 7th of November. And UN says 5.7 million people in Sri Lanka need humanitarian assistance. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.